Hello, I am here to record talk, the best of top 15 questions, written by Rob1514. So here we go. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? I really do have a soft spot for a man in a suit, particularly around 4 o'clock. The jacket has more than likely been discarded, the shirt's a little rumpled, the tie has become undone, and if I'm lucky, the sleeves are rolled up. I love watching a man roll up his sleeves. Whether it's a button-down shirt, a flannel shirt, just the methodical process of unbuttoning the cuffs and the fingers grasping and folding the fabric over and over again while the arm muscles flex beneath the skin. Yep, that does it for me every time. As far as women, I really like white cotton sundresses, particularly if they're trimmed with eyelet lace. Something very sweet and innocent about it, but you know, if one stretches or bends or turns a certain way, the hem hikes up a little bit, revealing what's underneath. It's quite lovely. Number two. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? For both, it's been outdoors. If you listened to my recording for CB's questionnaire, I talked about the fact that I'd lost my virginity outside in a park. There's always beach sex. Beach sex is fun, minus the sand. I think one of the most awkward moments wasn't we hadn't gotten to the sex part yet, but the college I attended has a few lakes on the property. The largest in particular is tucked back in some woods. And there's an observation deck that's nestled right about in the middle of the lake. my sweetheart at the time and I were out there, and what had started out as kissing and such resulted in my shirt and bra being removed, which was, you know, fantastic at the time, except there was a family of out-of-town visitors who decided that, you know, that would be the perfect time to come check out the lake. Unfortunately, their youngest had announced their arrival, or announced their presence quite loudly, as he was running down the wooden planked pathway. So it gave us just enough time for me to throw my shirt on and try to, you know, hide my bra. And quickly turned around so that I was looking out towards the lake. My sweetheart was behind me. He had his coat, so he was kind of hiding my our indiscretions. Of course, he was aroused, so he was pressing his cock against my ass, and continued to do so while the family was standing there next to us, having a 10-minute conversation. and asking us questions and things like that. So, I suspect at least one of the parents kind of figured out that something was going on. But thankfully, you know, didn't make a scene. So, but yeah, they left, and of course, we had missed our window of opportunity because more people arrived. So, but yeah, that was rather mortifying at the time. It's hilarious now. But yeah, so there's that story. Masturbating wise, for me, it's happened a few times, so I guess it wouldn't be considered unusual, but I have, while driving, rather on a road trip, you know, either by myself or something like that, have ended up pulling off on the highway for a quick phone sex session. It's always the ones that start out as a, you know, quick call of, hey baby, how's it going? And then turning into something else. So, yeah, side of the highway phone sex. Never do those sorts of things while driving. Let's be safe. Let's see. Other than bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Bathroom. I love me some shower sex. Absolutely. I love soaking in the tub with my honey. You know, I love bathroom sex so much that it's to the point where I'm strongly considering sacrificing a bedroom to renovate a bathroom. Yeah. So, let's see. Ever had a threesome, foursome, moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? I've had three attempts. I know I'd gone on a bit of a rant about two threesomes that had started and then stopped while having a conversation with a good friend. I remembered that there was a third threesome that I... my third threesome chance was thwarted. God damn it. So, yeah. I'd really like to finish a threesome. In all combinations. So, Santa, if you're listening, please, oh pretty, pretty please, I'd really like a threesome. foursome, moresome, absolutely. Sure. More the merrier. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? Tie me up, love me down. yeah, I really do enjoy the feel of my arms and legs bound. I highly respect those who do beautiful knot work, particularly with breasts. I'd really love to have something like that done. My breasts are rather large, so I think that they would be suitable for proper bonding. So, yeah. More, please. Number six. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words, phrase, or phrases will make you come? I'm a simple girl. Say my name. yeah. Whisper my name. To command me to come. Beg me to come. That works too. Yeah. That'll definitely do it for me. Yep. Let's see. Have you, or you and your lover, taken dirty pictures or video? And what has become of those pictures and or video? For myself, yes, I've done both. I've posted photos of myself, mostly boudoir style, to like forums and things like that in the past. Anything more explicit or racy would be specifically for sending to Sweethearts. I'll keep them for a little while, but after that, they'll be deleted. Video, I haven't really done video to the extent that I have with photos. With the modern wonders of cell phones these days, I have done a few small videos, again, for sending to Sweeties, but yeah, nothing too serious. I'm deleting those immediately after. With partners, nothing for public consumption, mostly just for personal. Same thing with videos. We haven't really done many of those. One that we did was mostly for humiliation play, on my part. Those were buried as well. So, yeah, we're, very, I wouldn't say strict, but, yeah. Don't want any of those getting out where they shouldn't be. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Do tell. Movie theaters. Yeah, movie theaters. I've never really done the whole makeout at a movie theater, because if I'm going to a movie, I want to watch the movie. intense hand holding and caressing and things like that can get me really hot and bothered. I love the anticipation of waiting. Trying to focus on a film, while I can feel myself being dripping wet, it's nice to know that, okay, in 20 minutes we're gonna drag each other to the car and tear each other's clothes off. that's the sort of thing as far as being aroused in public. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, and tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Neck. Neck and my ears, especially. Feeling, warm breath on my neck, paired with a really low growl or whispered words of what the person wants to do to me. that's an instant panty dropper. It's probably why I like GWA so much, because with a really good set of headphones or earbuds, you're getting that constant ear sensation of whispering. So, hand on the back of my neck, fingertips going down my spine. That's all fun times. And it was brought back to the forefront of my brain that I really love toe sucking. Well, I love having my toes sucked. I'm a little shy about it, but I think it's mostly more the act of watching the person, their head lowering down, taking my toe into their mouth. I guess it's kind of like something similar to watching a guy watching a woman, start to suck his cock. So that's pretty fucking sexy for me. Let's see. What do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take? All day long. Foreplay should be a consistent thing. Obviously, this is if you have a partner or a lover or anything like that, whether it's, sending a message or, either a text or, a spoken audio message, or if you're in the vicinity of one another, just little touches and caresses all day long, just showing and acknowledging that appreciation of, you are the person that turns me on, and, I want to do everything in my power to reciprocate that and then some. Having that anticipation drawn out all day makes sex amazing and a whole lot easier too, I think. So yeah, I love, I would dare say I love foreplay more than the actual sex. So go team foreplay. Let's see. Have you ever gotten so turned on by someone's audio that you found yourself nodding your head or saying something back to them? Yes to both, and pretty much, I'd say 80% of the time, if the person I'm listening to, is speaking dialogue, that's warranting a response, then yes, I will. If I'm in the moment, absolutely, I'll be responding. Yeah, that's. I think that's the hallmark of a really well-performed script, or if it's an improv, is to put the person that's listening into such a state that, the next logical step is to respond. So, bravo, and the kisses to all of you wonderful people out there who elicit such a response from me and continue to do so. So, number 12. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example, anal, that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy it? Yeah, I think the obvious one would be anal. I liked the idea of it, and yet I was kind of repulsed at the same time, because there's the whole connection of, it's, person's ass, your asshole is dirty, and things like that, and but the more reading I did and talking with my partner, it's, there are ways of cleaning and making sure that everything's going to be safe, and so yeah, it took a lot of time for me to be comfortable with it, and to not focus so much on wanting to please my partner, at the expense of my own comfort. So I guess I just put a lot of stress on myself, saying, "Oh, you really need to do this because, because you need to make him happy." This was like 12, 13 years ago, so. But yeah, so I think over a course of probably a couple of months, maybe even up to a year, we figured out what worked for us and what worked for me. And, it was actually showering together got me relaxed enough, and that, there was no resistance, went right in, and I had the best orgasm of my life. So yeah, I'm really, I'm a rather intense fan of anal sex. Yes. Another one would be femdom. I think my idea of it or understanding of it was the violent side of being dominant, and I wasn't comfortable with that. I liked being hurt, but to cause hurt to somebody else, I hadn't quite gotten to that point yet, emotionally, to be comfortable. I'd have to put myself in a really negative, almost angry headspace to do it. It was a little unsettling. So, more time, more communication, more research, found out that there were other ways of doing femdom, humiliation, orgasm denial, things like that. And I really glommed onto those, and started to enjoy it. Where I could just do it as me and not, trying to put myself in another, headspace. And I really embrace, spanking now, as far as, spanking my partner or anything like that and causing pain. But so yeah, I think with that particular journey has been, really enjoyable and educational. I know I'm not nearly, as knowledgeable about it as I could be, but I think with a lot of the femdom posts here, the ones that I've heard have, given me ideas. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to continuing to explore that. And thank you, ladies, who have lended your expertise. It's been quite a thrill listening to your recordings. 13, without mentioning names, unless you'd like to. How many GWA members have managed to ever enter your sexual fantasies? If your answer is none, is your fantasy partner a specific person or someone not specific? I'm of the mind that when I select an audio to listen to, something has caught my eye or my clit. that's a fantasy that I've thought about constantly, or it's something that just has lurked in the background, but I've never thought about actually entertaining the idea. So, sharing those moments or those minutes with that person, I mean, you really are sharing a fantasy. So, I would say everybody. Everybody's entered my sexual fantasies. Not sure if I'm answering the question correctly, but that's my take on it. For those 5, 15, 45-minute sessions, yeah, we're together and we're sharing a kink or whatever that gets us both off. So, everybody. 14. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA? I don't know if they would be considered new. I think it would be more of shining a light in those dark alleyways of my brain. So I'm totally gonna name drop carnivore. Your incest posts are fucking hot. I've listened to quite a few of them over and over and over again, just because it hits. I don't know what it hits, because I've never really entertained the thought of incest kink, but I'm going to be dating myself here. There was a story that I read a very long time ago, in a those small little penthouse forum letters. And it was about basically an aunt who took her, I think it was like her 15-year-old nephew's virginity. And that story was just, the way it was written, the content of it was very exciting to me at the time. I think I was in my early teens or something when I read it. So, knowing that it was really taboo, but wow, this is really hot. And, all of these incest posts, it just kind of that brought that story back up again, and all those feelings that I felt while reading it at the time. So yeah, thank you, Carnivore. I've been really enjoying your work. Many, many times. that one definitely was a kind of a surprise to me. So, let's see. And I think we're on to the last question. We are, number 15. When you're checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, or third? Or third. I'm a hands girl. My eyes go to the hands first. Bonus points if they're fairly large. I'm a big girl, so I really appreciate big hands. especially if they're lived in, carpenters, construction workers, musicians, anything that involves, a lot of handwork or meticulous, fingering work and things like that. I always look at hands first. Second would be the mouth, since I really enjoy kissing. I'm really fond of, that full bottom lip, because it's really good for nibbling and biting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the smile, too. I'm a sucker for a really good smile. And lastly, probably shoulders. Broad shoulders. Gotta have strong shoulders to hold on to. So, hands, mouth, shoulders. Alright, well, that was the last question. Thank you, Rob, for curating this list. And, I hope you enjoyed listening and, found my answers interesting. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, guys.